Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You have shaped your illusion that your job is the source of your joy. Lie. Once you start to get peace within yourself, you won't be fighting these petty outside battles. You got to acknowledge, one, that you're in some mess. Two, that you can come out of the mess if you just make a decision. And three, why are you going to a job miserable where the job is making you miserable when there are a gazillion jobs in the world? Start to date other companies. Go out there and see who will pay you. There are organizations that will pay you what you require. There are organizations who want your intellectual property and your 12, 15, 20 years of experience that they have placed a high value on, but you have put on clearance just to get your foot in the door. You're measuring your circumstances based on the things that are going on in the world. That's not what the problem is. The problem is what's going on in you, not the world. Not in Florida. What is going on in Y-O-U? Welcome, welcome to Coaching Over Coffee with Christy Rutherford. How to get ahead in life. Number one, acknowledge that you're stuck. Acknowledge is the first thing I want to talk about. Acknowledge. Hello. Acknowledge that you're stuck. One. Two, acknowledge that you can live a better life. Period. The way some of y'all are walking around, breathing the Lord's oxygen, living a lower quality of life than your ancestors would have ever had their worst nightmare. Talk about you, your ancestors' wildest dreams. Please. My coach told me to do this. I don't know if this is a good idea or a terrible idea. So y'all glue y'all wigs on. Or just hang up if you're feeling sensitive today. This is not the day. But it's like you're measuring your circumstances based on the things that are going on in the world. That's not what the problem is. The problem is what's going on in you. Ooh, that was good. What is going on in Y-O-U? Not the world, not in Florida. Like, the world is designed, and the things apparently today in the news and in all the social media channels and all the channels are designed to keep you pissed off and fighting all day, every day. You're choosing that. But once you start to get peace within yourself, you won't be fighting these petty outside battles, because you'll know that fighting is a distraction from your vision. Fighting is a distraction from you getting to where you're supposed to be, and you're adopting a narrative that was not meant for you. You wake up ready to fight, or ready to look for the next reason to be angry and have the nerve to say it's your job. It ain't your job, it's you. You woke up miserable. You woke up miserable and you blame your job. No, it's you. One, you're not even grateful for waking up. That, my dear, is a miracle. Everybody's not making it. And if y'all are old enough, i.e. mature enough, dare I say, older, we've all lost some people in the past couple years. Some people ain't waking up. And some people die suddenly, some die slow, but we all gonna die one day. And you're waking up and you're not even grateful for waking up. That's one. So you got to acknowledge, one, that you're in some mess. Two, that you can come out of the mess if you just make a decision. And three, why are you going to a job miserable where the job is making you miserable when there are a gazillion jobs in the world? Let me back up. I'm going to finish that and then I'm going to tell y'all the real truth. Are y'all ready for the truth? Why are you going to a job miserable? Talking about the job make you miserable. No, you miserable. No, because if you understand, a job is a job, is a job. You have shaped your illusion that your job is the source of your joy. Lie. That's a lie. It's impossible. Impossible. It's not true. It's not true. Your job can never, ever, 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 ever be the source of your joy. That's why y'all getting it twisted. Ever. Well, if I get a dream job, I can have a dream life. No, how about you get the dream life and have a job? Who cares about your job? Nobody. Why have you acquiesced your dreams, your visions, and your whole life to fit your raggedy chick? How have you acquiesced your whole beingness based on a job? Who cares? The job is a job. And if you have a limited perspective, I would say you used to dream bigger, but now you've just acquiesced and minimized your whole life around a job and say that the job is making you miserable. No, you miserable. You go to work miserable. You wake up miserable. The job is just a continuation of the story. The job is just the next Lego on the piece of your life that's making you miserable. This was a terrible idea. Y'all tell my coach to get me off of here. So that's one. Did y'all get number one? Number one, if y'all didn't get the beginning, watch the replay. Number one was acknowledge. Number two, if you keep going to a job that's making you miserable, why have you stayed there for the past 5, 10, 15, 20 years? I didn't say everybody. Here's the thing about social media today and people. If I say you, it's impossible. This is Christy Rutherford's disclaimer. When I say you, it's impossible to address every you in the world. I'm not talking to everybody. There's no way I can say you and hit every person in the head in the world. That is irresponsible and irrational. So chill. All right, back to it. Number two, take action. No, your 401k, you can put that money somewhere else. You can invest that money in Amazon and Google or Tesla, because the tech stocks, baby. I checked my account. I said, my God, did you not know the stocks split 20-1? And then they are on the rise. You were sold a bag of ish. Talking about security. If I just get paid long enough, if I work long enough, if I save my pennies, not dollars, long enough, if I blame the rich for getting richer while I suffocate my soul to sleep in this raggedy job for a raggedy check, when I retire at 65, I'm going to sit in the wheelchair line at Southwest to get priority boarding. And I'm talking about I'm going to travel. Please. Who told you you had until 65 to cash out your 401k? Nobody. That is a lie. Okay, back to it. take action. Not taking action for fear of failure is an action. Making the decision to pray about it. How long have you been praying before you go make a decision to do something? Making an action to not make a decision on what you need to do to move forward is an action. Inaction is an action. Inaction is an action. Not, and I'm going to say it, I did it. I was supposed to be doing this last year. I didn't want to deal with the haters. They coming for me now, so I might as well just go and jump out here. I needed to be warmed up. I needed to be ready to be able to manage the number of people who in my inbox or the number of people who on my comments just saying the nastiest stuff. That, like, once you out, y'all, you can't go back. I had to prime myself to be ready to face the amount of criticism that I'm getting in this moment. And I just, hey man, just turn the heat up. Whatever, I'm out here.
Hey, Chris Rutherford here. Do you wanna learn how to ask for and get a 30% raise without getting another degree? Look, Black women are the most educated and the least paid. That should tell you that that math is not mathing. The degree is not the path to the next level. It's actually learning how to articulate the value and take credit for the work that you've already done. So I want to invite you to get my free case study at changenowwithchrissy.com. Just get the information, use it, and take the money out of the hands of your employers and put it into your household because you already deserve it. You just have to know how to ask for it. Again, changenowwithchrissy.com. I can't wait for you to get this insight, use it, and get the money that you deserve. Take care.
So I did it, but I'm doing other stuff. I'm not stuck in a job. But every level that y'all go to, you're afraid of the three haters. Come on out here and get the 3 million if you want to be great. And I can't remember this pastor's name. He said, if your dream hasn't created a hater, it ain't even big enough. It ain't even that good. It's not even that good. If it hasn't created one hater, it ain't even that good. So, will you make a decision to take action? If you hate your job, get another job. What's stopping you from applying? Y'all are loyal to dysfunction. You have become loyal to your persecutors. You have become loyal to disrespect. You go to work expecting to be disrespected, and when it happens, you mad, and now you justify that at happy hour, drinking liquor, eating empanadas, and bottomless mimosas while eating French toast, eggs with the cream in it, applewood bacon. Talking about, is this bottomless mimosa Sunday? Bottomless mimosas? I'm gonna need that because I gotta go to work tomorrow and I hate my life. I did it. I did it. So, I mean, I don't regret any decision that I made. I love my job. I didn't necessarily like the haters. I love what I did, but I didn't like I stayed in the fire hoping to get my check and retire when I was 40. And I would have died at 38. So there are women and men, but women in particular that I'm talking to, working ourselves to death for organizations that don't pay us fairly, don't treat us right, but we're turning down jobs all the time. I got offered 2 or 3 jobs every month when I was in my career. I didn't take them because I was loyal to the vision of retirement and security. Are you loyal to this illusion that one day I'm gonna feel safe? One day I'm gonna work and I'm gonna save enough money and I'm going to feel safe enough to step out and live my dream. And you dying and safe. You're dying waiting for the perfect moment. You're dying waiting for, you know, to feel safe and secure. You've been running long before you got to that job. The job is just a continuation of you running. High achieving women are survivors. Strong alpha women, the nuck of you buck chicks, let's be clear. We are survivors. We've been through something. We just ain't telling you because we're not using it as a reason to stay on the bottom. We're not using it as a reason to not get up. We go. And now we're crazy at 40-something because we haven't let go of the very same thing that we use to fuel us to get us off the ground. We have survived. We weren't born strong. We were made strong because we didn't give up and die in our circumstances. A lot of people don't know that because nobody ever asked Superwoman, what is the origin of your cape? What is the origin of when you decided to become your own superhero to rise out of your circumstance and now you're trying to save people from the very same thing that you almost died in? And now you're about to die carrying 200 women on your back with a job. And being beholden to your family and the community where you're volunteering, and you got the hard job and you got the million degrees. And now you have the dream job, but you're crazy and can't tell nobody because you're everybody's superhero. I did it. Nobody asked me, are you happy? I'd have been like, what is happiness anyway? It's only when I read the book Happier by Tal Ben-Shahar. I read that book. I said, oh my God, I'm miserable. Somebody had to quantify happiness for me. I was like, what is happiness anyway? Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, whatever. Like, what were you talking about, happiness? Probably. No, I was miserable. Take action. Start to date other companies. Go out there and see who will pay you. There are organizations that will pay you what you require. There are organizations who want your intellectual property and your 12, 15, 20 years of experience that they have priced, that they have placed a high value on, but you have put on clearance just to get your foot in the door. Oh, somebody stop me. You put yourself on clearance. I was talking to this lady one day. She was like, yeah, I got offered this job. And yeah, I took 100. And, you know, and then I found out the range was up to 150. They gypped me. They paid me 100. I said, no, you took 100. Okay. I'm sorry, y'all. So this is the first one. Apparently, this is like, I got to get all the heat out. And when y'all join me on the next one, I'll have less heat. That's not true. This is how I talk all the time. All right. Number three. I only got 3 points. Are y'all still with me? Who hung up on me? No, you don't need a degree to get to the next level. What is wrong with y'all? Stop getting all these degrees. Please, for heaven's sakes, if Black women are the most educated, and I know we got, you know, other people other than Black women on the line, but I have a stat that I want to quote because a sister asked me. If Black women are the least paid and the most educated, that math ain't mathing. That 1 + 1 ain't equal, is not equaling 2. It's equaling 0. Why are y'all getting all these degrees? And then get mad at the men who got a certificate in knitting. And they your boss and they get paid more than you. And what they do is they put you on his team to make sure he don't fail. And what you're going to do is work 80 hours a week, Saturdays and Sundays and on vacations to make sure he does not fail. In the hopes and dreams and aspirations that one day they will see you and see your hard work and then give you the promotion that you deserve. Oh, they see you. They're going to let you burn yourself out. They're going to let you work yourself to death. They gonna let you do it. So the way, and I talked about this on my podcast, how to ask for a raise. So for LaPortia, look at the podcast. This is how you ask for a raise. This is how you ask. It's not that hard. All right. Number three, make a decision. Y'all make a decision. Just make a decision. Make a decision and make it right. For heaven's sakes, just make a decision. Not making this a decision is a decision. Napoleon Hill said in Think and Grow Rich, one of my favorite books. He said, successful people make decisions very quickly and rarely change their minds. Unsuccessful people take a long time to make a decision and they change their mind often. Successful people will make a decision and make it right. If I want to do something, I'm not afraid of failure. I'm going to do it and get my head busted open. I only learn what I don't know when I'm doing it. I can only know what doesn't work if I fail. I fail all the time. All the time. Y'all just don't know because y'all see my success. You don't know I have failed 90% of the time. When I look at my goals at the end, I write my goals at the beginning of the year. I look at my goals at the end of the year. I've done nothing. I've achieved none of these. What? I'm the biggest loser ever. I'm going to show y'all my goals right quick. Let me go grab. I hope I wrote it on this book. I'd have got up. Yeah, here they go. Oh, Lord. Thank you. I won't show y'all my business. That's my goals. Let's see. We're in August. Maintain inner peace, and optimal physical health. That's about all I've done on this goal sheet. It is long too. But at least I know what I'm working towards. Have you set a goal? Do you have a dream? You know, what's interesting about 2023 is, you know, I've been coaching for a long time. I've been in the game for a long time. I know y'all thought I was 25 until I started to get these fine lines on my face. Shout out to the 40-something-year-old women who don't know where these lines came from. But anyway, I've never seen so many people so hopeless. Never, ever. In 2015, you know, December come around, everybody's declaring 2016 is going to be my best year ever. 2017, this has been going on since I can remember. 93 is going to be my best year ever. 2019, y'all said 2020 is going to be my best year ever. Rona came in here and just, you know, 2021, y'all was like, man, if I could just live to make it to 2021. 2022 came around, didn't nobody say nothing. Y'all still surviving 2021. 2023, I have not heard one. The successful people have set the goals. Let's be clear. I ain't heard the general public say 2023 is going to be, y'all just stop and just say in the sweet bye-bye, Lord Jesus, help me. Period. Y'all have not set big goals and dreams and aspired to make this the best year. And wondering why you hanging on by a thread. Hey, Chris Rutherford here. I hope that you're enjoying the podcast so far. But what I know that you'll love even more is joining us in our private community. Join us in this private community. Money loves happy people and get live and on-demand insights so you can use this information to live the life that you truly and deserve. Get a raise and a promotion, no problem. Step into your purpose, no problem. Get the relationship that you deserve, no problem. Look, it's never too late to live the life that you deserve. It's never too late to live a life of total fulfillment. You just need information and inspiration to get on the path to living your greater life. So go ahead again, click on the link on around this video, join us in our private community, and change your life for the best. Take care. See you soon. talked to a woman the other day. She was like, I feel like I'm like in a kayak in the middle of the ocean with no oars. Ma'am, nobody is coming to save you. You better get your arms to working and do something. Why are we still talking about this job? Don't nobody care about y'all's jobs. You're choosing to go to a job that makes you miserable. You're choosing to say, the job is the source of my joy. Lie. Put all the onus of your whole lifestyle on this job and say, I'm in the middle of the ocean with no oars because I don't have the right jobs. No, you don't have the right perspective. You don't have the right desires. You don't have the right goals. You don't have anything other than this job, which is the problem. I'm yelling. I got excited. So, make a decision. Just do it. Do it afraid. Change is terrifying. Y'all waiting to feel comfortable before you make a decision. It's not going to happen. I remember Paul Brunson. I love Paul Brunson. Paul Brunson did a whole class on this, making a decision. I was like, Paul, really? People need a class on making a decision? Yes, apparently. And y'all have gotten worse in 2023. I've never talked to so many women who are fully aware they are miserable and they choosing to do nothing about it. I've never seen it in my life, ever, 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 ever. Fully aware that you are miserable with your whole life and won't do nothing to change it. Nothing. Nothing. I've been telling my coach, I can't believe it. Right? And so this is why we're here as I wrap up. I get angry with people when I talk to women. And they choose not to work with me. I've been talking to my coach about this all year. I get angry. And they're like, Christy, you can't be mad. People don't want to work with you and we're clocking sales. I am not a salesperson. I have a gift that I want to offer the world because I've seen the transformation in my clients. And I know the quality of life that y'all can have. I care. This ain't about numbers for me. This is not about money for me. Right? Like, I cannot believe that I could talk to somebody and we could get to, like, they're acknowledging that they're miserable and they ain't lying about their job no more because don't nobody care about y'all's job. Like, you're acknowledging that you're dying slowly in your soul. That you're miserable, that your kids have mental health issues, or they are following their mama, that your marriage ain't that good, and I said ain't, that your job is making you miserable because you miserable, and you're worried about your health, and you're overweight, and when I be like, oh my God, we can assist you, because this is what we do. Because I did it, y'all. I did it. Like, y'all shouldn't be doing all this stuff. I did that in 2012. I burned out. I cracked up. I went crazy. I lost everything. I've done this already. Y'all should not be following me in the pit. And then they say, I'm going to do it a year from now. What? Who told you you had a year to live? Who say we going to be here in a year? Well, let me read a book. Reading a book is not an action. How many books have y'all read? How many notes and journals do y'all have that you're not doing? You're not doing it. Y'all got a book. The book is doing this. The book just sitting on your head. You're not becoming the book. You ain't using any of the insight. You're doing nothing. I'm my coach, who I love, Markwell Russell. Was like, so we got past the anger part and I'm disappointed that So you say you don't look like what you've been through. Receipts, please. That's VFMWallerProof.com. Or you can read one of my 9 books. Oh, now, we've talked about this for years. So I'm really disappointed, y'all, because I just get disappointed because y'all are choosing not to take action. And it doesn't have to be with me, but do something for heaven's sakes. Like, we didn't wake up this morning just to exist. God did not give us another day in this world just to be mediocre. Your ancestors didn't go through what they went through for you to be depressed. Talking about you, high-functioning depression with the European car, a Gucci belt, and a dishwasher and air conditioning in a 4-bedroom house? What? What? And my ancestors' greatest dreams? No, you ain't worst nightmare. What are you talking about? I get disappointed that y'all are doing nothing but existing. While people are checking out of here faster than the express checkout at the Marriott. We don't have forever to get this right. And how dare you die a half-lived life? How dare you die a half-lived life? How dare you die a half-lived, mediocre, box-checking, Instagram posting life? Talking about you happy. Lie. Happy people don't tell people they happy. They just are. Happy people don't have to say I'm happy. We just are. So I'm going to say this and I'm going to close. Y'all let me know if y'all got any questions. So I ain't saying it's how to hear with all this truth. My bad. My coach is like, Chris, I just get disappointed. I can't believe they don't want to change. Why? Your life sucks. Your life sucks. If you're not this happy, if you're not this passionate, I will come and take all y'all's jobs. I have no degrees in engineering. I'd be like, hey, Frank, look, let me tell you something. I'm a leader. I'm passionate. I love to lead. I love to solve problems. Do you have any experience in engineering? No, but I watch YouTube videos and I catch up. Do you have any degrees? Uh-uh. But I tell you what, I watch a YouTube video, I catch up. I'm a team player. I'm passionate. I'm happy. I love being around other people. I love it. I love interacting with other people. I love leading. I'm a leader. People follow me. Hire me. I'll come take your job. You got a master's degree in mechanical engineering. And you got a pulse. You're not passionate. You sitting there in the interview talking about, well, you know, I have a master's degree in electrical engineering. I got my bachelor's degree from Harvard University. And, you know, I'm going to come in here and I'm, you know, just give me the job. You know, I'm qualified. I will snatch that job right out your hands. So Forbes reported that in 2026, there will be 40% more millionaires worldwide. 2026, that's in like, what, 3 years? At the same time, if you follow Forbes on Instagram, Forbes posts what you agree with. Fools be like, the world is going to ish. Y'all be like, yes. And then fools be like, it's going to be 40% more millionaires worldwide in 2026. The people who successful looking for it say yes. Fools be like, the job market is going and everybody going to get laid off. Y'all be like, yes. Fools say there's so much opportunity out here for you to create your own wealth. The successful people say yes. It ain't what people call you, is what you answer to. It ain't what people report, is what you read it to be true about yourself. Because you don't know who you are. It's not about what people say. You can't tell me who I'm not. I know where I'm going. I know my goals. I got my goals. They written down. If it don't match this paper right here, the answer's no. If it does not align with who I know I am and who God has called me to be and the vision to be super rich, not to be bougie, which I will. I want to build schools in my hometown because the only way I can make sure my family gets out of the South is I got to own a school. Point blank, period. The community gets the benefit. I'm doing it for my family. So will you give yourself permission to make more money? It's available to you. You just haven't asked. Because you over here asking just to pay your bills. Why don't you ask to pay five people's bills and your bills will be taken care of? It's the same ask. You begging to send your kids to college. Why don't you ask God to send five kids to college? Your kids have to be taken care of by default. It's the same. So what do you believe to be true about yourself? Are you taking the dirty, nasty, raggedy dead seeds of people and planting them in your garden and then wonder why you're miserable? You can't have them seeds. Reject. We are the soil. I only want the good seeds that are going to make me and my family and the world more fruitful. You can't bring no dead seeds over here. I reject.
Hey, Chris Rutherford here. I hope that you are enjoying this podcast as much as we loved putting it together for you to share insight to make your life better. Now, did you get your copy of my resume course, How to Use the Superpower Method to Write an Irresistible Resume to Land You a High-Paying Job? Look, even if you have somebody write your resume for you, how do you know whether or not it sucks? And did you give them the information to be able to write a great resume, or did you hope that they were going to spin gold out of something that you gave them that wasn't that good? So get this course, not just to write your own resume, but to be able to provide resume writers with what they need to adequately tell your story so you can get paid the money that you desire and deserve. So go ahead and click on the link on around this video. Get this course, use it, and get paid what you deserve. It's less than $50. I mean, come on, just get the course and use it. See you soon.
So, I almost apologize for getting on here yelling for the past 35 minutes. What I really want and my intentions for this message was really to, you know, wake y'all up, man. We don't have forever to get this right. We don't know when our moment is going to be. We don't know. What we do know is we all gonna leave here one day. We don't know how. We don't know when. We don't know where. We just know that it is. And at the end of your life, will you celebrate the life that you lived or mourn the one you didn't? Don't wait for a terminal diagnosis before you make the decision to live your life. Don't wait till you're about to die before you decide to live. So I'm going to close out, y'all. We'll be back next week. I'll try to plan these out a little earlier than 2 hours. And then, let's have some fun. Y'all ask me some questions. Y'all can get my insight at no cost. For the people on Instagram, you go to the first link in my bio. You learn how to get a 30% raise this year without getting another degree. For heaven's sake, stop doing that. And then for the other people, y'all can go to changenowwithchrissy.com, or you can text Change Now to 66866 and get my insight. Solely, my purpose in this life is to awaken women and men who are listening, but awaken you to your greater self, point blank, period. And you have to be willing to get uncomfortable to be able to open yourself to receive the blessings that are stored up and waiting for you. They waiting, y'all. I mean, we $12.5 million. Actually, it's a little bit more than that. I ain't added up the two raises that we got in the past 2 weeks, but $12.5 million in raises in a pandemic for women. If there are going to be 40% more millionaires worldwide in 2026, that didn't have a dot on it. Dana, y'all hang up on me so I can stop talking. You know I love to talk. But that didn't say 40% of millionaires worldwide belong to a certain demographic. They just say it's going to be 40% of millionaires worldwide. Did you opt out? Did you say not in my industry? Did you say not me because I'm this, that, or whatever? Whatever you identify as. Did you say not me because? Or look at them, good for them, good luck for them, or I can't stand them. Which one did you say? Or did you say, that can be me? That's on you. It's not what people call you, it's what you answer to. So, all right, y'all. Y'all can get my insight, changenowwithchrissy.com. And I hope y'all make it a great weekend. So, peace out, y'all. Bye.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.